Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. You will never know where your life is going to end, the conversations you're going to have, and the progress that you're going to be willing to make for yourself. You will never know because you can't predict the future. You can take as much action as you will need to. You can put yourself out there so much. You can work so hard. And even though you're working so hard, you cannot predict what's going to happen. You cannot determine the outcome because the outcome has already been determined. And so when you understand that there's a process behind everything that you're doing and everything that you have to go through, what you are growing through, you will never know where you're going to be. You will never know where you will end. You will never know how you will develop. So in this video today, we're talking about progression. You will never know how much you progress until you just reflect on what you have been through, what you have experienced, what you have overcame. You see, if this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. And here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about marketing strategy. We speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about podcasting tips and how you can start being an effective podcaster by reflecting and identifying the progress that you have developed for yourself. So if this is your first time here, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you like and engage with the conversation, because today we're talking deep. And we're talking deep because you never know how much you never know where you will end up. Because when you're making progress, when you're going along the process and you trusting with the work that you're doing, the growth that you are developing will be so much more than you could ever imagine, because you're able to grow, you're able to learn, you're able to develop even more. Because as you're developing even more, you're becoming prepared for something that you cannot predict is going to happen. So that, I want to write that on the board right now. You would never know how your progress pays off. Your progress pays off. That's what the title is going to be. Your progress. That's too high. Hold on. Your progress pays off. Your progress pays off. So today, this video came about that recently I just looked at my phone and I looked at a project that I'm working on. So the project that I'm working on, this is the first time I'm announcing it, is that I'm working on a documentary. Not only anybody documenting, but I'm working on my documentary. And so the reason why I'm working on it is because I've been going and trying to figure out myself for the last, I typically say for the half a decade, because I started my journey back in 2020. But in all honesty, I started finding myself in 2018 when I graduated high school, when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go, where I wanted to move, what I wanted to do. I was trying to figure it out. I didn't know what I was figuring out. I just felt like something was inside of me. Something was coming, something of a desire was coming out of me. I didn't understand what it was. And so when at the age of 18, I joined the Marine Corps, And I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Even though I tried to watch the videos on what the Marine Corps was, what they stood for, what they did on a daily basis. Like, I'm trying to prepare myself for it, but in all honesty, me watching the videos is not preparing myself for anything. Yeah, it's giving me an ideal of it, but for me to fully understand what it is, I just have to go through it. So I'll probably watch maybe two videos. And once I watched two videos, I realized that it wasn't helping me. It didn't help me no type of way. And so as I stop watching the videos, I start asking questions to people who have served, not just in the Marine Corps, not just in the Army, not just in the Navy, but the Air Force, like all branches. I'm going around to different people, different vets at the time when I didn't know what their terminology meant, different people who served in the military. I'm going around just asking questions because I'm intrigued, I'm curious. Like, okay, so when you were serving, what did you learn? Like, what did you do? Not necessarily about what did you do for your job, but what did you do for yourself? So I've always been some type of inquisitive. Like, I'm always questioning things because I just have a lot of ends. I have a lot of questions. I want to ask a lot of questions because there's a lot of information here. So as I was going around asking different people like about their experiences, about their own personal journey and what they've been through, what they developed and how they process, it was teaching me that I had to be more aware of that you just have to go through it. That's the first one I want to hit on, is that you just have to go through it. Go through it. That's what I'm going to say. You go through it. You go through it. Through it. You grow through it. So even though I was asking questions, I was concerned, I was curious, I was asking questions because I just wanted a better understanding of it. And even though I wanted a better understanding of it, it didn't help because it didn't give me no idea of what to expect. It didn't give me no idea until I got there, until I decided to join. So to join any military branch, there's a process that you have to go through. You have to speak to the recruiter, and then once you speak to the recruiter, you have to train and study for the ASVAB. Once you study for the ASVAB, you get into the Marine Corps. I don't know about all the other branches, but you get into a program before you leave, and then you it's kind of like preparing you mentally, like to for you to know what to expect and why you're expecting in a particular way. So as you go through the progress, the process of you learning more about like what you would like to do. My recruiter asked me, he was like, so what do you want to do, man? So what do you want to do for the job? I'm like, to be honest, I don't even know, because I don't have the skills. I don't like working on cars. Like I don't like working on cars, but you know, I don't know. What jobs do they have? So when I was working at Walmart, I was trying to develop the skills I was trying to locate my skills. So I went from cashier when I was working at Walmart. I went from cashier / cart pusher to electronic worker or associate to produce worker. And occasionally I did cap two. Cap two was like you work in the truck and you putting stuff back there. So I'm moving around when I was working at Walmart. But as I moved around when I was working at Walmart, I'm still trying to figure out what I would like to do, what I want to do, and why I'm doing a particular way. I'm just trying everything. Not only am I trying everything, I just get bored fast. When I was a cashier, I got bored because within a month time frame, me doing the same thing, just scanning the items and bagging them, it was boring because my feet was hurting. My feet was hurting, so I had to figure out a different way to make my mind, make my body more active, because I'm used to playing football. I'm used to moving around. I remember my first job was working at the movie theater. It was the best experience I could ever have, I can ever gain, because I was willing to learn. I was willing to work. I was willing to communicate. You see, your progress matters. Your progress pays off the more you do something, the more you communicate, the more you show up. I remember they used to tell us, like, you have to upsell a Regal car and help the customers get a Regal's car. A Regal's car is a rewards car. So you have to upsell. When they finish ordering their drink, you have to ask them, would you like to purchase a car? Would you like to sign up for a car for free? So you have to ask these questions. You have to ask them the questions often. And just imagine 100 people coming to your line per week. And as 100 people coming to your line per week, you have to ask them the same exact question. You see, your progress pays off because you are able to learn more about what's working and what's not working. I remember when I was working at the Regal movie theater, I had a little plastic cup. And when I was going on my break, I had a plastic cup and I filled it up with all of the drinks that was there. I filled it up with all the drinks that was there. I think it was called like a tornado drink or something like that. At the time, it was good. Now that I'm older, that was a lot of sugar. But it was good. As you continue to develop and progress within yourself, you start to learn more about the direction that you like to do. You start to pay attention of what you have already completed, what you have already done, and how you went about doing it. Because when you are able to identify your progress continues to develop. So as I was, before I went to the Marine Corps, I was learning how to progress within myself to figure out what I would like to do. So my recruiter kept asking me, so yeah, man, so what do you want to do? What would you like to do, man? The Marine Corps got a whole bunch of jobs that you could do. And at the time, I'm trying to figure out what I would like to do, but I had no idea of what I wanted to do. You see, in life, you don't have to know how to do something. You just have to be really committed to figuring it out. Because until you put yourself in a position where you have to figure it out, you're not going to figure it out because life is going to show you that you have to learn what you're doing. You have to be aware of how you go and how to go about doing it. And so the recruiter knew that I had interest in it, so he wasn't pushy, he was understanding. Like, okay, you don't know what you want to do, that's no problem at all. The Marine Corps got a whole bunch of jobs. How about we just take the ASVAB? We just take the test, and if you do good on the test, then you can see what you get. You can see what jobs you get. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I take the test. First time, I failed. I'm like, man, I'm trying to figure out what I would like to do, and I just failed. That's not good. That is not good. So I failed the first time. The next time I took the ASVAB, I failed again. So I'm trying to figure out why I'm messing up and why I'm failing these tests so many times. And what I learned is that when you're making progress, you have to be willing to fail. When you're making progression, you have to identify the progression that you're making for yourself. Because you're able to see the process that you have to grow through to understand that you can go through it. So even though I failed... Even though I failed the first test, I went back and tried again. I went back and tried again, and I was willing to not only take it again, but I failed again. So mind you, this is my third time failing the ASVAB, the military test for that. So now I have to study some more. I have to study some more. I have to prepare more. And so as I'm preparing more and studying more, what it's teaching me is that it's okay to fail. It's okay not to do so good on the first test, nor the second test, nor the third test, nor the fourth test. It's okay because you can progress a little bit better. You can get better if you understand what progression it actually is. See, at the time, I didn't recognize that I was progressing. I just knew I just wanted to pass this test. And so the last time I went, I'm questioning myself, like, am I going to pass? Is this time going to be it? Am I going to pass this test? I'm questioning myself because I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can concede. I can't succeed. I don't think I can pass this test. You see, when you recognize why your progress is paying off, the fourth time that I sat down and took the ASVAB, I barely made it. I wasn't trying to get the high score. I was just trying to get in. And so I got in because I made 34. And so when I got in and I passed, I felt accomplished. I felt happy. I felt thrilled because I put my mind to something. And once I put my mind to something, I was able to see the results. I was able to see the progression. I was able to see the amount of work that I put in for myself.
You see, what happened is that when you go through it, you have to be willing to pay attention to how you went through it. I can't remember everything in my mind, yet when I look at pictures and different time frames and different conversations, I'm able to see more about the journey. I'm able to reflect more about what I've been through. I'm able to identify how this has helped me be more prepared for today. So earlier I mentioned that I'm in the process of creating a documentary. And as I'm creating the documentary, it's a lot that I've done. It's a lot that I completed. It's a lot that I went through. It's a lot that I progressed through. And as I'm looking at the video, I'm getting emotional because I'm seeing my growth. I'm seeing how I'm developing. I'm seeing why this documentary is important. It's not only important for me, but it's important that others see the progress, that others see the success, that others see the journey, because to get through the journey and get to the top, you have to be willing to learn more about yourself. So when I started my journey back when in 2018, when I was 19 years old, I was willing to learn more about myself. I was willing to put myself out there. And as I'm putting myself out there, what's coming to me is helping me be more prepared for it, because I'm progressing at a slow rate because I'm able to start and make my mind up. I don't talk myself out of anything that I do. I'm taking up a couple of personality tests. And at this time, they're kind of confusing me, because it's like they're giving me a breakdown of me. I don't fully comprehend how to read it to understand who I am. So I'm going to ask my teacher. I'm going to ask my professor today and say, "Hey, professor, I did a couple of personality tests, but I don't know how to read this. What am I looking for?" You see, when you're progressing, sometimes what you're looking for is not as obvious. Sometimes what you're looking for is not as obvious. In fact, it's not even in your eyesight. And you have to go around searching for it. You have to go around looking for it. You have to go around finding it, because if you don't find it, you can't see your progression. I remember one time when I was in the Marine Corps, we was on duty. My first time serving duty. What duty is, my first time serving duty was in boot camp. And at the time, I didn't fully understand what it was. I wasn't prepared that you had to stay up for 6 hours just standing there. And I say just standing there, in reality, you're protecting the squad bay. Well, the squad bay is where everybody sleep. You're protecting it because someone has to watch it. Someone has to pay attention to it. Someone has to be aware of it. I remember while I was at boot camp, they had two huge fans on one side and the other side. And in the squad bay, or the where we slept, it was freezing. It was so cold. Just imagine going to sleep warm then waking up freezing. It was so cold. It was so cold. And as I was going through it, I'm like, geez Louise. I remember one time we had to drink a whole gallon of water before we went to sleep, which means that we are going to wake up in the middle of the night to go use the bathroom. And during this time, the fans was blowing. At 2 o'clock in the morning, the fans are blowing. It's freezing. It's cold. And as I'm standing, as I'm serving duty, I have to be there freezing. I have to be standing there freezing my tail off. In the two videos I watched about the Marine Corps, I didn't see that. I didn't see that because I wasn't aware of that. I'm like, what is duty when I start serving? And I'm like, oh, this is not so fun. This is not so pleasant. It's kind of like punishment. Like you have to stay up all night long. And so what I really gained from that situation is that when you are progressing, you have to be willing to be miserable to progress within someone new, to progress into someone great, to progress into someone amazing. My first time running a mile and a half was in the Marine Corps training before I even boot camp. We ran a mile and a half and it felt so far. Excuse me. It felt so far. So how do you figure out how to run when you're running in a way that you haven't ever ran before? So now I have to learn that as I'm pushing myself, I'm getting better. As I'm training myself, I'm developing myself. As I'm learning myself, I'm growing with myself. You see, the videos do a disservice to the program because it doesn't show everything that you need to do. Excuse me, everything that you need to learn, everything that you will go through, because you have to go through it to know that you have been through something. You see, this documentary is so special to me is because I can see my journey. I can see what I've been through. I can see what I've overcame. I can see how I've grown. Because it taught me that if you continue to show up, if you continue to learn, you will continue to be great. You will continue to evolve. You will continue to progress. To progress in life, you have to be willing to go through the process. Because as you're going through the process, you're able to learn more about what you would like to do. Why you learn that particular thing. Why the skill is so important. The skills that you're learning, it would never be nor make sense. Because you have to make it make sense to you first before anybody else can make it make sense. So when I start paying attention to it, I'm like, what? Why is this so challenging? Why is it so difficult? Why is it so overwhelming? Why is it so stressful? Because you have to be willing to see your process. You have to be willing to see your progress. You have to be willing to see your growth, because if you're not growing, you're not developing. You're not growing. If you're not growing, you're not developing. I remember I went to this real estate conference, and in this real estate conference, there was this guy talking about farming. This guy was talking about farming and putting seeds in the ground, planting the grass and planting the vegetables and planting the fruits, and he's growing it. And he said when he first started growing his yard or growing a barn, not necessarily a barn, what's it called? As he's growing his grass or the fruits. I think it's farm. I think it's called farm. As he's growing his farm, it's take longer than expected. Because he hasn't been through He hasn't been through similar challenges when it comes to growing a farm or growing his own vegetables and fruits and vegetables. And so he went to someone that was already experienced at this level, that was already experienced in this industry, that was already experienced for this space. So he went to someone asking for help. And as he's asking for help, he's able to learn the proper method behind growing fruits and vegetables. Reason being, because he went to someone who had the experience, and as they had the experience, they came and taught them their experience. As you're going through, you have to gain experience from doing the work, and then when you're doing the work, the person that's willing to teach you will come along the process as you are going along the journey. But you have to go through it to know that you can grow through your journey. Because it's scary to recognize everything that you have to do to know that you have to do it right. To know that you can do it right. To know that it counts, that it matters, that if you put yourself out there, you're willing to learn. In 2018, I was willing to learn because I was willing to learn more about myself. And what this did is that it taught me that when you go through the process, when you go through the progress, you're progressing slowly. And as you're progressing, it's slowly going to pay off. It's slowly going to matter. It's slowly going to say that you're doing something right. And as you're doing something right, you're doing the best that you can do with the information that you have. Life is a valuable asset. It's kind of like this marker. If I'm using this marker, my skill will strengthen. If I write on the board, you're able to see what I'm speaking about. If I use this tool like it's meant to be used, I wouldn't have no problem with writing down what I'm thinking so that you can see and understand what I'm speaking about. The reason that's so important is because you have to develop a process around your progress. To make progress, you have to be willing to start with what you have, with where you are at, and why you have this thing. Because it shows that if you have this thing, you're able to focus on this thing. You're able to grow this thing. You're able to become someone better. You see, when you come someone better, you have to know that it's going to push you more than you could ever imagine, that you can ever think, that you can ever fathom. Because it shows that you are on the right path. It shows that you can get on the right path. It shows that even though you're making a mistake, the mistake that you're making is a better lesson to learn because you're doing the work. Why is that so important? It's so important to know that it's okay for you to figure it out yourself. See, the next point I want to hit on is that when you go through it, you have to continue to show up. You have to continue. You have to continue to show up. You have to continue to show up. And the reason why you should continue to show up, because you're developing more, you're growing more, and you're evolving more. How do you grow if you never start to begin? If you never start to grow?
Excuse me.
There's a process behind it. There's a journey that you will have to go through, because as you're growing through it, you not only are growing through it, you have to continue to show up when times are hard. You have to continue to show up when you are exhausted. You have to continue to show up when things are not going your way, because you have to be willing to develop yourself to handle what's coming for you. If I would have waited 10 years to start when I'm in my 30s, if I waited 10 years to start, I would be so further back, because I didn't start when I made my mind up. I didn't start when I thought about it back in 2018. I didn't decide because I was afraid to decide. You see, when you continue to show up, you have to be willing to do it in a way that's going to show that you're doing something great. That you're doing something for yourself, and you're doing it in a way that's going to help you grow. It's going to help you develop. It's going to help you evolve. Because you have to be willing to evolve within yourself to know that you can develop yourself. I want to look up the word development, because development is so important to understand what it even is. How can you develop yourself if you don't know yourself? How can you develop yourself if you're not learning what you would like to do? How can you develop yourself if the way and actions that you're doing is not even paying off? Because it shows. Development means the process of developing or being developed. When I decided to join the Marine Corps, I was willing to develop myself. I was willing to be the one that wanted to develop himself so I can be better. So I can do better. So I can see my growth. What stops a lot of people is that they don't start. They never begin. They never put themselves out there because it's scary. It's overwhelming. It's stressful. And what I learned about continue to show up is that you have to show up even when it's not convenient for you to be present. You have to show up in a way that's going to help you progress slowly. Because it shows that your progress is paying off. Your growth is paying off. And the level of and what you are learning shows that you are on the right path. What matters is that would you recognize how far you have came, what you have done, and what you have accomplished, you're able to not only identify why your progress is paying off. Excuse me. You're able to not only identify why your progress is able to pay off, but it's paying off in a way where it's showing up on a daily, in a daily, daily activity. It's showing up in daily activities. Because you are the one that's doing the work. And when you continue to show up, not only are you showing up, you're identifying why you can be better. Why you can grow. Why you can develop. Because it helps you understand that you are on the right path. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that like. And leave in the comment below on how you are progressing for yourself. So that we can see your growth for yourself. I appreciate y'all. And then I'll see y'all next time. I'm exhausted. Shit.